I think I sent you two the last time we recorded. I'm trying to think what it was. One was ASMR, and then we used that one, and then I think there was another one about wearing shoes out in public, I
I
believe.
nearly died listening to that thing, that ASMR thing. Because wasn't it just you like eating chips or something?
And then I had a big old bag. I made sure to get the biggest bag we had and just work in the thing. And then I meant on the way home from work, I meant to get a can of something and I forgot because I was going to pop open a can of this thing. And, and you had the really good idea of having somebody in the background saying, "Those are mine." And it didn't come together. It just didn't come together.
Dude,
But.
I lost it when I listened to that ad. I think I was just editing a show and I listened to it and I'm just busting out like belly laughing
I'm
because
glad.
it was such a it's just
Yeah, it's so dumb. The whole
yes, it's so
thing
dumb.
is so dumb.
But it's so funny because it's such a good parody of all the ASMR stuff. Hello. It's me. And then I'm like, oh my
They're eating the
gosh.
microphone over there.
Oh, like Cookie Monster does ASMR type of thing. We should have made a
We
video.
should have.
Anyway, I've wasted a whole 2 minutes. I'm gonna put this in at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I've been recording this whole, so you got like 4 minutes
My
from me.
gosh. Yeah, dude. All right, here we go. Five, four. Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out, and I'm Some Guy.
I am the Bugman. Finally, here we are.
We
We
abandoned
made
you
it.
people for a week, or for
Yeah,
2 weeks, I suppose.
you deserve it. I'm not apologizing. You know what you did.
That's right. Each and every single one of you. Thank you
You
for
know.
downloading the show. Now we're out of here.
And thanks for reaching out to us and saying I hope everyone's okay and nothing. None of you said anything.
But we definitely used up all of our vacation time and sick days that were offered by our patrons. So we got to get back to it.
We got to get back to it. Here we are. We got to get back to it in the
And
swing of things.
listen, we didn't just sit down at our desks and say, "Hey, let's just go record an episode." Y'all, we traveled this week. We are with a
Yes, we
special
did.
guest today.
Yes, many of you know him. Maybe even some of you don't like him. I think he's fine. I think he's fine. We're here in Hollywood, here getting ready to meet. We haven't, we're not sitting down with him yet, but we talked to him earlier. Mr. Simon Cowell, Simon Cowell of American Idol fame, of the America's Got Some Talent fame. He is, oh, go ahead.
Well, all I was going to say was, what we didn't know was in order to actually sit down with Simon Cowell, you have to go and sit in front of a three-person panel and pitch your meeting
Yes.
idea to him.
Yep,
And just, I mean, even if
exactly.
you're like, "I just want to go to brunch with my son," and you're
Yeah.
Simon Cowell's mom, you still get
Yep.
judged. It's
Exactly.
not televised, but it's a pretty good little piece of content. I wish they would put it
Yeah.
out there, but we got through the three
Well,
judges, and here we are. We're meeting with Simon Cowell.
once you pulled your switchblade out, I knew they didn't have a chance.
Oh, nope.
They didn't have a chance.
No. Well, Paula Abdul she left, just like
Yeah.
ran as fast as she
Yeah.
could.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler's not as tall as you think, and he
Nah.
just kind of cowered in the corner after seeing like that. And
Nah.
old Randy, he was like, "Hey man, listen, they don't even pay me enough to do something like this." So he just said, "Look, the door's right there. Go find him."
So after clearing the gauntlet of idol judges, we find out that Simon Cowell is wanting to start a podcast and was wanting, our opinion, some consultations on the matter. Apparently, he's a really big Monopoly fan, and right now is a killer time for Monopoly. There's so many variants. Fortnite, what Mario, Nintendo, all these different ones. Mm-hmm. I know Mario and Nintendo are probably the same ones, but I couldn't think of any others. So
well, you know,
forgive me. For
you know, you got your specific, and then you got your more meta conversations.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, good for him. We're going to see how we can help him, if we can help him at all.
Well, you know, and in preparation for this meeting with Simon this week, you know, my daughter is actually a pretty big fan of Mario. She can't play most of the games. We're kind of playing the Dr. Mario phone game right now with her, and she's really enjoying that. But she said, "Daddy, I want to watch Mario."
Okay.
She's like, "I want to watch some Mario, Daddy." And I'm like, "Well, Chloe, there is no Mario to watch." And then I thought, wait a second.
Hang on.
Netflix has the Super Mario Bros. Super Show. And
really?
That just happened to be pretty serendipitous, because here we are talking to Simon Cowell, and he wants to do a Mario show, and I've beefed up on two or three episodes with my daughter. And, you know, the whole time she's watching it, I mean, just to give you her review, she's saying, "But Daddy, I want to watch real Mario. This isn't real Mario." I'm like, "Well, you know, sweetie, that's the trouble with corporate greed and TV shows in the 80s. But, you know, and I Simon Cowell had that same little bug. He's like, "Hey, what about that TV show? Why could we just review that? Could we do a whole podcast where we just review that?" And I said, "You know, Simon, that's a career ender, buddy.
Yes,
you don't want to do that."
Right.
I mean,
you don't want to do that.
Mario,
you don't want to do that.
Himself barely survived that whole ordeal. And it was his brother Luigi, believe it or not, who drug him out of the mud and made him make another video game.
That's right.
But we've relayed all that to Simon. We're throwing out some other Nintendo ideas, and possibly even one where we just review different flavors of LaCroix with Simon Cowell. But
instant classic.
Yeah. So we've even told him that we would lease the Bachelor Bro show to him if he would like to revive it.
I thought we agreed we were not going to talk about or even say that name of that show.
The idea was if we could sell it to Simon Cowell and he could buy it from, he could buy the rights to the show for what it's worth.
Yeah,
you know, $1 a minute or however many minutes out we have of that show, and you know, he could buy it from us, and then he could run his own show. He's actually a pretty big fan, believe it or not.
Oh,
I mean, all
I
we
wish
did
I could
on that
say the same.
All we did on our show was judge them, and listen, who is Simon Cowell if not the greatest judge of all time?
Perhaps the greatest judge of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're interested, we have it on our website. Go visit if you must. Okay? I'm not talking about it anymore. I'm done with that.
Yep. And then wash your ears. Wash the insides
of your ears. For heaven's sake.
And if you watch the show, just go ahead and...
Catastrophe.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So, we're trying to... Listen, that was a bad pitch, Simon. Please buy the show. We don't want the rights to it, is what we're saying. So, we have a question. And this is one over the last month that I've really dug in and tried to think of what would be the next thing to really discuss and discover together with my good friend Bugman here. What does our expertise really offer the world, and how can we change it with these discussions as we reshape the very fabric of all philosophy?
For sure.
The question that I came up with after studying on two mountain ranges, mind you. I've been to the Rockies and the Smokies over the last month. I have been to the tops of the mountains and spoke to the wise men who live there. And they both told me this was a good show idea.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Do potatoes aspire to be potato chips?
That is a great question. That's a great question.
Yeah.
We've had so many. Man.
This one's guru verified.
Guru verified.
I've been thinking guru about verified. This, and they thought, you know, brother, this elevates you. And all I can say is, I think so.
Yeah.
I think they aspire to be potato chips.
Yeah. And, you know, really, if you expand mm-hmm. on that further, you'd have to ask, do hot dogs want to be eaten?
Yeah.
Do burgers want to be grilled? Do... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like to believe that, but maybe that's just a guilty conscience.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I remember growing up, my grandparents had a garden. I don't have a garden, but mm-hmm. my grandparents had a garden. And I remember planting potatoes. And then I remember they, you know, we would fertilize and water and weed and all that work just to pull them up from the ground.
Right.
Only to eat them.
Yeah.
That seems kind of messed up. I mean, honestly, let's just say it. That seems kind of messed up on the surface.
Yeah.
That if they're thriving, if they're in the ground thriving, mm-hmm. we're going to pull them up yeah. to eat them.
Well, we've got to pull them up and get them out of the ground before they rot and give their life meaning, you know?
Sure.
Because
sure.
what else would they turn out to be but a rotting pile of fertilizer for the next potato?
That's right. Yeah, that's you know? Right. So it's the circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's the circle of life. We're the lions, and the potatoes are the zebras.
Yep.
The zebras desire to be eaten.
Yeah,
they
sure.
want to be eaten.
Yeah.
Why else would they be out there looking so tasty?
Right, and running. I mean, they're running away from those dudes, but it's more or less like only the strong survive.
Exactly.
So yep. we're trying to help. We're trying to help your little tribe to actually survive. I mean, food wants to be eaten. That is the purpose of the food. And listen,
yeah,
I had to go a long way to get there on potatoes because,
yeah.
like, I didn't think this whenever I first started out on this journey. I mean, the question really was, is that all that potatoes ever aspire to be? Is just
sure.
potato chips in my discount store potato chip bag?
Right.
There's got to be more to all of this. And I dove into the history. And look, I will tell you, potatoes were conquerors. Potatoes
uh-huh.
were the life givers. I mean,
yeah.
from like the dawn of humanity, from the earliest time that we were able to cultivate the ground and pull up these bulbous turds that we call potatoes, and someone yep. actually decided to bite into one of these suckers, from
yeah,
that
they're not
point
pretty.
On... From that point on, we subsisted on taters.
On taters.
They gave life to all of humanity. So they are literally the life bringers.
They really are.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like
for so
every
many.
Generation of every continent has had a potato in some form. Okay.
That's a great point.
And they
yeah,
all
that's
eat
a great
them.
Point.
They are the bringers of life. So of course they aspire to be more than just
yeah.
potato chips. But then I think that there's a point in history when the meager potato goes from I want to be the giver of life to I want to be the conqueror of worlds.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I take you yep. back a time nearly 150 years ago, maybe a little bit farther.
Okay.
Back to a little place called Ireland.
Ireland, yeah.
Does anybody remember a terrible catastrophe by the name of the Irish Potato Famine?
Oh,
this
I don't.
Not just Ireland, but Europe as well.
Yeah.
And people died. And
people
when
died.
I say these people were conquerors, I'm saying potatoes woke up one day and said, you know what? There are too
enough.
Many Irish.
There's too many.
So
enough's enough.
It's time to wipe the plate clean and take
Let's
back our
it.
Island. We were the life givers. We were the conquerors. And now they throw us around like footballs and they play golf with us when they don't have enough money for the golf ball. And here we are. Like, this is our meager existence. And I think they beat humanity back across the ocean.
Yeah.
And took back a small slice of Europe. I mean, the potato has a storied history. And so
yeah.
my assumption was just simply, of course they don't want to be potato chips.
Yeah.
It's a mockery of who they once were. They once were life givers. They once were conquerors. And now we mm-hmm. mock the life that they give by turning them into some greasy form of paper towel and then calling it a food. And then,
yep.
you know, we mock them in that we just simply eat them, or we throw most of the bags out into the trash, and most of the potatoes that we make nowadays are wasted, and they used to kill us.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they had full power. But you know, what if, okay, what if they have to exist now in that state to secure longevity?
Yes.
Like, what if 150 years ago this whole thing happened, people died, and the potatoes realized, wait a minute, I don't really like what these people are doing, but at the same time, these people are multiplying us, have found a way to make more of us even though they're eating us.
Exactly.
What a paradox.
Exactly. And see, this is where I think the potatoes find their purpose.
Yes.
Once they've killed all of these people, once they've sent them back across the ocean, who's growing potatoes?
Who's growing potatoes? Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, it's not zebras. It's not lions. Yeah.
You know what's happening to all the potatoes? They're rotting. They're sprouting those little weird eye things and all the little fingers they get on them, and they're getting hairy and gross and old.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think that a potato really ends up being like a meseeks.
Uh-huh.
That existence to a potato is pain.
Yeah.
And that usefulness to a potato is everything. Yep. And they found their own usefulness to their own tribe in the slaughtering of most of European humanity. But
exactly,
once they've done that, where has their usefulness gone?
Yeah.
Now no one considers them their food because they're tainted.
They're tainted.
And sure, they're conquerors, but the only ones celebrating that are the potatoes themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't celebrate beyond one generation because they'll simply die out and no one wants them.
So they're almost evolved, right?
They come to a moment of crisis.
Yeah.
We've slaughtered these people, but they are the only way that we continue to exist.
Yeah. Like they figured out who can lose what,
right?
You know, who has the most to lose in this situation, and so now we're planting them.
Yeah,
they're not planting us.
Right,
we're planting them.
Right.
We're making sure that there's more of them than there are of us.
Mm-hmm.
What other kind of scenario? What other kind of situation can say that?
Right,
there's no other case where the people who are supposedly taking advantage of one party are systematically making sure there are more of them than there are of the predators.
Right.
You know? Wow.
It's a situation where they've figured out that we have what do they call that? Like there's some kind of lesson for it. Like the rhinoceroses that have the little birds that live on them because the birds eat the bugs and, you know, and whatnot. And the rhinos just, you know, let them sit there because it keeps them healthy and whatnot. It's like this weird cohabitation sort of relationship that we have with potatoes.
Yeah.
We need potatoes.
We need potatoes.
Because who doesn't love a greasy potato chip?
Oof.
Or a barbecue chip? Or sour cream and onion? You know?
Mm.
Who doesn't love a good baked potato?
Yep.
Filled with sour cream and cheese and bacon bits.
Come on.
And butter.
Come on. And
I
butter.
Mean, listen, split open the corpse of a freshly steamed potato.
Yep.
And you will know what life is
it.
About. Yeah. Yes, exactly. The family of that slain potato will celebrate because they will say,
yes,
Jim fulfilled his life's purpose. He's feeding that human more calories than what that human needs during the day.
Our species can live on because Jim has made it to be the best dadgum baked potato this side of Dixie.
Forever.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Forever. Wow.
Potatoes find their purpose in death.
Yeah.
And in our stomachs.
And I'm telling you, there's something special about it because a 2-year-old has a problem eating carrots and broccoli and all of these other things, but a potato has found a way into that 2-year-old's palate just A-OK, fine.
Amen.
Has had no trouble.
Yes, sir.
Wowzer.
Yeah.
Wowzer.
Feed a 2-year-old French fries. Listen, potatoes have not only recognized their purpose, they have, you know, they have solidified themselves as the go-to snack from, you know, the very earliest of us all the way up to the oldest of us. And the thing is, they still get their little kill streak in.
Yep.
I mean, who doesn't dance with diabetes every now and then?
Yep.
Anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, they give us those sorts of things. I'm sure there's 10 different types of cancers that you get from the fry grease. I used to work in a restaurant like that. So we let them get their shots in on us.
Yeah.
And
right.
We slaughter more than half of their existence. And then we, you know, throw the rest of them in the trash and we continue to grow them. They keep living.
Yep.
We keep living. Some of us die. And the cycle continues.
I tell you, the next one to look at would be the tomato. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how many people I'll sit down to with lunch and they'll say, I'd like this sandwich, but I'd like it without the tomato. And then when their fries come out, what are they dipping them in? Ketchup.
Exactly.
Tomato ketchup.
Right.
Conspiracy waiting to be busted wide open.
Yep.
Right there.
I think so.
Oh,
sounds like a
goodness.
Good one. I think they did a documentary on tomatoes, when they finally retaliate.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So
that's right.
That'd be a good one to look into. I mean, when food has finally had it, that's like your modern, you know, potato famine.
They've had enough.
Yeah. Well, I think we figured that one out, man.
We've done it.
I think we figured that
Here
one out.
Here we are.
So, hey, listen, folks, if you or someone you know has ever just been sitting around thinking, you know, man, hey, potatoes, then this is the episode for you.
Yeah.
Because
here it is.
We've gone from the very beginning of time to this very moment. Right before the show, I was eating a bag of potato chips that were sort of like, you know, off-brand and all that. But, hey, those potatoes wanted to be in that bag, and I'm thankful for them.
Thankful Thank goodness. For them. Thank goodness.
So share this episode with your Irish friends, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Hey, everybody. Bugman here. Some guy and I both know how hard it has been this year. At work, at home, there's just never a break, is there? We get it. And hey, we've been with you through all of it, right? The ups, the downs. Remember that one time that we all went sideways? I declare, I will never forget that. But if I ever catch any of you not wearing shoes in public, I'll make sure you never forget. Walmart is not your home. You're not meant to be that comfortable at work. I mean, honestly, what is wrong with you? Go put some shoes on.
And we're back.
Hello again. Hey.
We've got questions for all of you good people from out there. Mostly this time from the Twitterverse. Check us out on Some Bugman. Or at Some Bugman on Twitter, and throw us your questions there, or at Chase the Rev, or at Bugman_Bradley, and we'll certainly take them. And we'll take them from Facebook. We'll take them from Patreon. We'll take them from random people in the public who aren't talking to us. And we got questions from all over the world, but right now they're all from Twitter. So
all from Twitter,
Mr.
Which
Bugman,
is fine.
Why don't you take the lead?
First one comes from Trash Turkey, who asks, "What's your favorite life hack?" Which I gotta say, what I've learned, so I turned 30 this year, and what I've learned in that time is I burp a lot out in public, just amongst friends. It doesn't, if I'm in church, if I'm at the grocery store, I just let it go
anytime it gets a chance.
Anytime I get a chance. But I'm a responsible, well-dressed, clean kind of guy.
Yep.
But I leave that one area open so that expectations are high. They know I'm going to be there on time. If you need something, I'm there for you. I'm your guy. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you want everybody's expectations to be here.
Oh, yeah.
but just on this side of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like burping has done that for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's an out. It's an out that if I mess up one time or whatever, I, you know, it's like them saying, well, yeah, I mean, he burps a lot. That makes sense, yep. You know?
Yep. Listen, so, I worked a whole summer or a couple of summers for some maintenance guys when I was in college for just a summer job. And the first summer, I was working my butt off like those first 3 or 4 weeks, just finished every job they gave me because I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to come off good at what I was doing and like, oh, he really knows what he's doing. He's responsible. And then after a couple weeks of just working my tail end off, my boss comes over to me. He's like, look, dude, you got to slow down. I'm like, what are you I'm not tired. What's the big deal? I'm not tired. Yep. You know, I'm just getting it done, man. You don't have to worry about me. And I thought he was trying to act like, you know, oh, you're too young to be working that hard. And he's like, man, you got to slow down because if we complete jobs this fast all the time, we're just going to get more jobs.
Yeah.
Like the administration's going to come down on us and give us more. So yeah, man, I get you. You got to have that burp in there because you want to set people's expectations for just how perfect you are. I mean, on the inside, you know how amazing it is. You know how great you got it going on.
Exactly.
But you just got to give that little bit of stank.
You got to tweak it just a little bit.
So that folks, you know, they don't get the full Bugman. You know?
Because that's it. Like if I'm showing up and doing something for somebody or helping them move or something like that, I'm more than happy to do that. But don't tell me when I can burp and when I can't burp. So if I set that, you know, if I go ahead and just fix that in its infancy, well then I'm in. I've made it. I'm there.
Right. Right. Well, and so, you know, my life hack. I chew on water bottle caps to clean my teeth.
Hey, great tip.
Yeah. And then when you're done, you want to be hygienic, spit that chewed up sucker right back in that water bottle and throw it away. That way nobody has to touch it.
No one has to touch it. Nobody's going to reach their hand down in there and say, oh, yuck, what's this?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
You don't have to worry about that.
It's gross.
I like that tip.
Yeah.
That's a good tip. You know, I think I'm going to think of some more, and maybe next episode I'll have, because this is fun.
We just have some life hacks.
We need some Bugman University life hacks.
Yeah. Brought to you by Trash Turkey.
Brought to you by Trash Turkey.
Thanks, Trash Turkey.
Thanks, Trashy Turkey.
So next up, we got Johnny Casino.
Mm-hmm.
He says, why do I have to share my row on the airplane? I'd like to sleep when flying, but it's so difficult when sitting up. And Johnny, there's a simple answer to this.
There really is.
You're poor.
You're poor. If you want to sit alone, pay for it, bud. Yep. Like, just do that thing.
Buy that first class seat. Nobody else will be sitting next to you. And if anybody is, buy that seat. Or you can sit and coach with the plebs. And just buy a couple extra seats, bud.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's your choice.
Really, the answer to this question is don't be poor.
Don't be poor. We done told you that.
Yeah.
So
get money, bro.
You can't blame anybody but yourself, John Boy.
Get money.
So remember that.
Yeah.
Next, I think that question is answered. So next question comes from our bud. Down from New Vegas, great game.
Yes.
When is Some Guy and the Bugman World Tour happening?
Well, my dear Mormon friend. I'll just tell you, it's happening.
It's already happening. I'm a little disappointed at this question because ever since we've been back from our hiatus, we've announced a new location that we have been
every week. Yeah, dude. I mean, Hollywood, we've been kicking it with Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. We kicked it with, that dude up in that garage that Kurt Cobain used to live in that house. Yes. And we, you know, went to his garage. Like, we've been all over the country at least. And we might have even gone outside of the country and started, like, the actual world tour part of it. But we've definitely been going around the United States.
We performed on a never-ending story themed cruise.
Right.
And mind you, that was before Stranger Things 3.
Yeah. It was.
So
I saw that whole
hang
thing.
Hang on to that.
I saw
hang
that whole season that. Recently, and I thought, oh, okay, somebody. I'm a little flattered. Somebody's a listener.
Yes.
But at the same time, I'm thinking, come on, guys.
Give us a heads up or something. Yeah. Like, just say something to us first.
You know, send us a check or hire us as writers. One of the two. But don't just, like, throw in the never-ending story into your 80s-themed TV show and try and pass it off like you came up with that one all by yourself.
Come on.
We've been doing this, bro. We've been here.
Ugh.
So.
Anyway. He also asks when we might visit Vegas and partake in the fun in the sun atmosphere that we have going on. Great question. I'm going to get with our booker on that, and we'll get back to you. We got people. We'll look into it, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Grouchy Surge.
Yeah, maybe we'll come on down to Vegas, and I don't know. What do people do in Vegas? What's fun to do in Vegas?
Sin.
I guess. All that.
Against the Lord.
All that sinning y'all got going on down there. Listen, all we've got time to do down in that there sin in Vegas is I'm just going to be a street preacher, bro. I'm just going to I got a pineapple short sleeve button front shirt I'm going to put on, and I'm going to get a little straw hat with a ribbon on it, and I'm just going to go to town on you people. Just reading right out the Bible.
We're going to save that town one street corner at a time.
Yep. And starting with you, Grouchy Surge.
Yeah. Yeah, bud. Yeah, pal.
We're going to turn that into something worse, like Joy Surge or something like that. We're going to get that grouch right out of there, bro.
I got to say, you know, before the episode ends, Grouchy Surge was kind enough to send me a game. A Vidya game in the mail,
yes, he did.
Hard copy. And so I know that maybe I should have answered this a little differently.
He did send you a hard copy. It was a hard case.
It was a hard case copy, and it was so nice of you. So before we give you too much flack,
oh, man.
I really appreciate that. And
there's only
two
people in the world know why I'm laughing.
Well, listen, don't worry about that. Okay,
and everybody. Maybe only one.
Listen, don't just if you're wondering, if you're out there wondering what happened, just holler at me. You know my Twitter thing. Yeah. Just hey, holler at me, and I'll tell you all about it.
Yep.
But other than that, Grouchy Surge, thank you, my friend.
Yep.
You're great,
you're
man.
Something else.
And I really appreciate you.
Oh, and that letter was something else, dude.
Man, we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
We already had the questions laid out this week, but next week we'll just do an episode totally devoted on the questions that you asked,
because
that was very nice of you.
Nice
that
handwritten
very nice
fan
you.
Mail thing that we
yes.
got.
Written in blood, I think.
Yeah.
It's like blood red ink, so that's interesting.
All right, so here we are at the end of our show. If we've done your figuring either on our main question or any of these Twitter questions or any other time, consider supporting us on Patreon. The link to our Patreon is in our show notes and on our website. And this would be the time, more than any other, to look into our Patreon, because we have some exclusive content. Now, Mr. Bugman, I'll throw out at Sumbugman on Twitter, Sumbugman.com, Chase the Rev on Twitter, and Bugman_Bradley on Twitter. Other than I'm going to give you the floor. Let's talk about this project we got going on Patreon.
Okay, so I've been working on this for a few weeks with help from a lot of people. I've been going back and forth on this, and you know, we do a lot of funny ads, we do a lot of funny things on here, but I'm actually starting a scripted podcast, I think is what you'd call it, to where it's just stories being told, and it's called Historia. And it houses stories that so far I've written and I've read and edited and produced. And patrons who support us on Patreon are going to have access to the first two episodes by the end of this week. And then when I'm finished with every episode, they'll go onto Patreon first. So you can give one time and just get the first two and wait for the rest. That's fine. Or be a continuing patron. And any time that feed has a podcast on it, you'll get it at least a week, if not 2 weeks earlier than the regular feed. So the ad that we're going to play at the end of the show is actually a trailer for the first episode of that show. And if you're interested, just keep your eye out. I'll announce it again, because I think we'll probably have a regular Figure Things Out episode before that becomes a regular feed.
Yep.
So just keep your eye out. This just kind of gets some anticipation going. But that is the Astoria, or if you're a passionate Spanish lover, Astoria, a podcast where stories are told, you know?
So we've got a promo.
Yes.
We'll play for you now. Thank you for listening in this long and getting this promo here at the end. And you know what? This week, go out and smack a potato.
Smack at potato. We, quote-unquote, adults are just older kids who take care of the younger ones. All we can do is grow older and make good and then make better decisions. Well, on that, allow me, if you will, to tell you a story about a kid who got older, but he always obeyed this three-eyed guardian of the road. So he walks gently to the vending machine that started all of this and puts a hand on either side and then lifts